Welcome to the crib. Before we start, I just want to make it clear that I always stand corrected. If I make any mistake, if I misinterpret, if I misyan during this episode, just reach out to me respectfully. Your feedback helps me improve. So let's get started. Let me tell you a story. So around 2016 or 15 was it? I can't really remember which year it was. I was searching for DC heroes. The Justice League movie was, the trailer just came out. So I was thrilled for it and I went to Google search on it with the family's iPad 10 in the middle of the night. You know, normal, I started with Superman, checking his images, checking the cartoons, animations, everything. But I was mostly on Google Images, so it was like the cartoon style. From there, we entered maybe like Batman or like maybe Green Lantern. I sure was going to them one by one, scrolling down, deep, deep search, you understand? And then I reached Wonder Woman. I started scrolling down. Oh, what I saw then, my eyes never forget. And it was Safari. Even if it's with Google, and then Google don't used to restrict those kind of contents at that time. So if you were looking for those kind of things, you have to scroll down to see those kind of, oh my God, I was seeing busty Wonder Woman, big breasts, big ass, big ass. That's all my body started to do, one or two. So I had to sit my body. And the next thing I went to go and search for something. And as I entered the world of porn. You understand? So since it's a family iPad, it was only that night. And ever since then, I never went into it again. Till I got my own phone, Nokia C3. Oh my God. That was when the journey began. Now, if you ask me how I knew this website, I have no idea. I cannot even remember. All I know is, it started from Kine videos. I don't want to see their name, normal, you understand? It started from dad videos. He entered the hub and, oh my God. And ever since then, fire. Now, of course, then younger, I didn't know it was a bad thing, but just try to keep it secret at least, make nobody catch you. Then it got to the point where I can't think straight again. And that was, it started from around, this thing I told you about started from when I was in, I mean like GS3. And I started noticing all these problems from SS2. I can't think straight. If I see a girl like this, is lost, that is on my mind. That's the only thing. Even then, I never even wipe anybody. But that's the only thing I wanted. Till I entered school for diploma. During that diploma period, my aim was to just look for girls and have a girlfriend. Believe me, I didn't know. After 9 months of searching and being a simp, because the only thing that was in my mind was to wipe. Porn messed up my head. And I know you can relate. Now, when you watch these videos online, you search for them, you see topics like how to stop pornography. You're talking about pornography or not masturbation yet. Just pornography. Maybe for this episode at least. You begin to see that after you watch the video, you can't just stop immediately. You understand? There's a sense of guilt that disturbs you every time. But you can't stop immediately. I am here to just try and give you a bit of suggestions on how to reduce it. And how to reduce it's from this stage by stage. The process is stage by stage. It is not, you can't just stop immediately. You understand? You can't just stop immediately. So step one is being aware that you are watching this thing and you need to stop. That's what happened with me. It was until I began to see, like, look, bro, I won't stop this thing. No. You get now. And now started to, this is this is very stupid, but it's in the past now. But I'm just telling you this. You don't have to necessarily do it like this, but I'm letting you know how I stored my shagets. So I started to plan it once in a week, shagets. Then when I started fapping with porn, it was every day. Every day, every day. In a week, I can do it like consistently from Monday to Friday. Then I read Saturday, then like that, like that, like that. Yeah, I didn't know she gets. So even when it got to the point that I knew, I didn't stop. It started from videos to normal images, then creating an account in each of the websites that I was in. They started to play porn games. That was how fucked up it was. And I'm telling you, it was not easy to stop everything. Especially those games. It's even the worst. So it was gradual. It was a gradual process she gets. And the gradual process took mostly for me like 3 years. Yes. It took 3 years for me to stop it. 3 years. From the awareness to the reducing to completely stopping. 3 years. Now, this is for mostly porn though, she gets. Because even fapping self gay as it be is to me, and that one has its own discussion on its own. Though you know pornography and masturbation they are together, but it's not necessarily she gets, because some people just watch porn and they don't fap. And some people fap and they don't watch porn. But the pornography messes up your mind. It's what they say is true, actually. Of course it's true. But in your day-to-day activity, you just be seeing that you cannot think straight. The only thing that is on your mind is out the wipe. You don't collect babe number. You go the reason up number. You won't fuck the girl number. But because you dey watch porn, your mind is all it just wants to, all it's just imagining is how, which style you go use with them first. You go the plan how everything will be. You go the. Now, when you're using pornography to do all these things, sometimes you notice may not work and you now start getting disappointed, or when it virtually works, the way you had sex with her did not, you won't really be satisfied, you won't be happy, because that's not how you watch. That is not what you see. She gets. Let me now tell you something. This thing, it can actually make you even stop completely, or it will reduce it. You know that you watching porn and liking it means that you enjoy watching other people do that stuff. So that is, if it was in real life now, you'd be more turned on when you watch two people have sex than you doing it, Congo. Shake it. The moment I learned this on my guy, I just got irritated. Like, I'm like, eh? So, no. Shake it. It does not, you watching porn does not mean that now you gon' go, you may say you didn't learn, but you're not really learning anything, because you can actually just search these things online. If in a position you search for, it is online, repete, without even show, it's just graphics that you show, and you just read it, finish. You can go on YouTube self, if you see them there, like confirm ones, or not, but these things is not easy to reduce, she gets. It's a step by step, don't forget, step by step. You reduce it step by step, and is as you reduce it, it will be getting harder and harder and harder, and you may be hitting yourself the more, but you just remember that you be a human being and your goal is to stop. So if you are doing it every day, just do it once in a week. By the time you're doing it once in a week, your body will start to a point, though it may get used to you. But if you remember that you won't stop this thing, you may skip that day. Then gradually, you see yourself doing it once in a month. You understand? And then you just stop. Then sometimes, that is, if you're the kind of person that you don't see babes to wipe on. Because normally, if you see girl to fuck, I don't see any reason why you should still be watching porn. She gets. But if you are the kind of guy that you don't see all these things to do, you don't So your own is to reduce the way you watch porn and then get outside there to be talking to girls. So the way you read, so, you know, and this thing, it's, and also you have to replace it. When you are reducing it, you are replacing it with something better. That means you have, maybe you have started a new hobby. You find something the way you like. Of course, you won't know that you like doing this thing, so you try different things. She get. So that time, and you know the night that you're using to wash porn, you've replaced it with something else. So let's say a day comes whereby you find yourself about to enter the hub. You just remember that, she better talk to you and won't stop. Then you go and stay intentionally, you then intentionally go and do the thing that you are supposed to do. Then sleep off. She gets. You have to make sure it works. She gets. And deep down, you know, when my own was happening, it almost felt like I'll never stop this thing. Wallahi. My mind was like, who are you deceiving? You never stop. But me, I knew that I will still stop this thing. Shake it. It's just gradually. It's a gradual process. Addiction is not something that you can stop immediately. Addiction is not something you can stop immediately. It's the same thing with weed. Those people that used to smoke, that they've stopped now. It was a gradual process from every day to once in a month, or maybe once in a week. Then once in a month, then they stopped. Then they go back again. Then they stop. Then they go back again. That's just addiction. So you first find yourself that you've completely stopped. She gets. That's basically my experience. So, and what I've noticed from other people telling me that they've also stopped. You find yourself still doing it, but you bring yourself back to it, you'll not do it again. She gets. The more you do this, your brain will already be getting used to you. Except for me, if Devon are your best friend, or more. So let's talk about how to avoid it in the first place. Now, what I'm about to say, if you are a viewer on my status, if you view my status, if you are coming from myself community, you will say, okay, let me say this first. I'm like, block anybody that shows soft porn. Soft porn is basically girls that are twerking, showing all these parts of themselves. We cannot stop them from doing what they are doing. That's their own life. Low key, we enjoy it. There's no man that doesn't enjoy it. So let's not pretend. But just mute them from the beginning. That your Snapchat, that na baddies full there, and they post all those rubbish for them. Block it. See, I deleted my Snapchat because of those rubbish people that are there. No matter how much, you will never know until you add them as your friend. On my Twitter, hey, God, I beg. Thank God I have different Twitter accounts. So I know the accounts that are full of that rubbish. Now, if you only have one, the way to do it is, you see, social media's algorithm changes over time depending on what you like watching the most. So if you like watching all those things, start watching something else. Maybe like football. But obviously, if you're a football person, your Twitter will be full of football. Shake it to people of football and those girls. So unfollow all those babes and things that are related to that. Then leave only football. Then watching more football content. You will see that it will change. Same with Instagram. Instagram zone takes up to like 2 to 3 weeks. And this. By the time if you open an Instagram account today and you only watch, let's say, Avatar videos, I'm telling you, in the next 1 week, the only thing that you'll be seeing in your feed is Avatar, Avatar, Avatar. But if you go and watch 1 year's video, one beep twerking, and you watch another one, you interact with it, you go offline and come back again, you will see them plenty. So those things, if you know, that's the first place you have to firstly avoid. You have to learn how to avoid those things in the first place. The next, so that, and even next time you see it, it will not trigger you. You can just see it and just enjoy it and swipe. You understand? Because at the end of the day, we guys, she get more no deceive ourselves. So even today, that I still post this thing, you know, she get. But I only do it to like tease. The lazy, I just tease. So I don't really, it doesn't really shock me. I just, I will just enjoy the way the movement or the movement, and I post and I disappear. Or I just sometimes I don't. So that's a way to avoid it. She gets when you meet yourself in the hub. When you meet yourself in the hub, because there's sometimes you will not know when you reach there. You may be going through a loss. You've played games. Your mood is not changing. You try to read. You try to play. You try to watch film. It's not. The next thing you know, you just meet yourself for there. Self-awareness is the best. It makes you just say that, oh my, what I define for you? Just exit. If I say you should block this website, it can work. But if you knew that you block it, you can still go and unblock it by yourself. It takes time. Like I said, it just takes time. It's a step-by-step thing. Now, for women, I don't really know. I'm not really sure yet. Though, because ladies haven't really talked to me about that aspect. But what I know is things that are not pornography, but that are close to it, like novels. This is a general saying too. Yes, these things, they give you unrealistic expectation. It's the same thing when a girl reads too much of love novels and she's not in the outside world. She didn't go outside to see, to like have a boyfriend or see guys that are flirting with her. So she's so used to reading those novels and watching those Korean movies that they used to watch. I don't even want to know the names of the thing that they watch. But any girl that watches those things and they don't actually have boyfriends or they don't know how it goes for real life, that's the expectation that we put in. They be wanting a man to love them like that. Now why most of them say they want to marry Shichonshin? Now Nasabio. So now let's put that scenario inside porn. What you watch the most automatically becomes your fetish, automatically becomes what you like in real life. It will get to the point where you will not be able to watch any other thing except from that thing that you've been watching all throughout. She gets, and that thing might affect your relationship. Because if you have a girlfriend that she's not really into all these things, and you don't enter. You go to tell her, saying you want me to be dressed in a certain way. And to her, if it is stressful, this is just a little example. Sometimes, because it's not all girls that are interested in this. And sure, they want to have sex with you, but they are not really into it deep, deep like that. She gets. So the fetish did different. That's the only thing that will turn you on. She gets. So if you watch weird videos that are kind of extreme and are taboo, when it comes to your life, you would surely want to try it, because that's what you've been watching. That's what you've been consuming. That's the only thing that makes you skinny. And if you do it, and you now do it, you now feel like, that's just it. She gets. And this one is even the hardest part, because if you are already having sex and you've been watching these kind of videos and those are the videos that you like, and you're trying to stop, your body... You've already engineered your own body to like only that kind of videos. Now you have to reverse engineer it. It's a bit tougher. I won't lie to you. I will not say it's easy. Because even me, I'm still going through it. Yes, I'm still, it's not that I've finished though. I'm still going through that phase. So I'm not completely over it. Shake it. So, but that's just it. Or let's say you are obsessed with over one actress. So the actress you want to see, if you're, you know, these are the things that makes you say you prefer big nyash, big ass than big this. Because in your own mind, you're like, if it's not as round as that actress, so I'm not interested in that girl. On top with it, you're like, if it's not as big as her own, I know they do. I know if she no black. Your own fetish like this, now it's only white woman. You won't even, so people don't maybe even reach that extreme. I don't know, I've not met anybody like that. So it's all these things. You like BJs, you like BJ because that's what you usually watch. So when you meet a girl that says she doesn't like BJ, your mind is always like, what's doing this girl? Why is she not doing what I want? She gets, and she gets. So my time is almost up for this episode. Really want to appreciate you and thank you for listening to this episode to the end. Yeah, I hope you learned something from this. I hope you got a value from this, if not for the entertainment. So remember, it's not easy. It's going to take a while. I don't know how long. I cannot define. I cannot say it for you. Depends on your body and how deep you are into this thing. So remember, it's not easy, but self-awareness and the willing and your willingness to stop it, you stop it by God's grace. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and see you in the next one.